Delta has reached Christchurch, and a snap lockdown has not been ruled out after two unvaccinated people tested positive overnight. The two are from the same household. One member had returned recently to Christchurch from Auckland. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins told us they've been back in Christchurch for up to a week. So the couple, one of them had been in Christchurch for up to a week and unwell for a while, so they could have been infectious during that time. He also told us the two were not regularly using QR codes. So joining us now is Christchurch Mayor Leanne Dalzell. Good morning.
Good morning.
You must be incredibly disappointed by this, not least because they were unvaccinated and weren't using those QR codes.
Yeah, I think that this has been the wake-up call that we've all been dreading, and the reminder of the importance of being absolutely vigilant. And using the QR codes is just one tool, but a really important tool in enabling contact tracing to occur should it be required. And so it's extremely disappointing to hear that, and also disappointing to hear that both were unvaccinated. We've got up to 89% for our first dose now here in Christchurch. So within a matter of, 3 to 4 weeks, we'll be hopefully over the 90% level. So that's not a fixed number that provides protection, but gosh, it offers considerably more protection than the circumstances described this morning.
Mm. Okay, so unwell for a while, infectious during a few days by the sounds of it at least. Mm. Is this a case of a snap lockdown is needed to make sure you give yourself that comfort, so three days or something like that?
I'm hoping that won't be necessary. I mean, I know as much as you do. What I'm hoping is that the information that we heard about the person becoming unwell, and I'm hoping that that means that they haven't been out and about, and if that is the case...
Well, by all accounts, they have.
Have they? So, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how unwell people have felt, but I know that when I'm feeling unwell, I don't spend...
No, I think the Minister confirmed they have been out and about, they just haven't been using a QR code, that's all.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that it's relatively limited, but we're not going to know until we understand who those close contacts are and where the places of interest are. And as soon as we know that information, then I'm sure that there'll be a proper risk assessment done at that point.
Christchurch's vaccination rates are getting up towards 70% double dose. Does that change the equation in your mind?
In many respects, it's the 89% first dose, which is the incredibly positive figure, because what it says is that within 3 to 4 weeks we'll be up to that in the double dose, because they will be booked for their second dose or they'll be preparing to go for a walk-in.
In principle, though, you want to stick to the elimination strategy in the South Island, in Christchurch. You're not prepared to give up.
I don't want to give up right now, because this is one case, but we saw what one case did in Auckland. I'm hoping that this isn't as widespread as that became so quickly. But we know that Delta is an extremely contagious virus. It's much more contagious than the original COVID-19, and as that is the case, it just means that we have to be absolutely vigilant.
Sure. So you want to stick with that for now and give yourself more time. Does that mean you would like to see tighter restrictions at the border? I'm thinking around vaccination being a requirement.
Yeah, I've raised this before in relation to the need for considering how we restrict movements as much as possible, and the double vaccination, until we've got an easy mechanism for proving that, it's not as easy to implement, but I think there should be stronger requirements on people coming from areas of known interest, and people should be required state if they've been in a place that is in a different level from the South Island.
Leanne Dalzell, thank you very much for your time. Christchurch Mayor.